Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. United States seeking the quick adoption of the UN Security Council draft resolution that would deprive North Korea of $1 billion a year in revenue that helps fuel its illicit nuclear and ballistic missile program. The move for additional sanctions is in response to Pyongyang's two international ballistic missile launches on July 3rd and 28th, which showed North Korea may have the capacity to propel a missile to the U.S. mainland or much of Europe. Diplomats say after weeks of negotiations between the U.S. and China, Security Council is moving closer to a vote. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions told reporters he's increased the number of active leak investigations in an effort to stem the tide of classified information being released to the media by people in the Trump administration, intelligence community, and other government entities.
This nation must end this culture of leaks. We will investigate and seek to bring criminals to justice. We will not allow rogue anonymous sources with security clearances to sell out our country.
Sessions says he and President Trump condemn in the strongest terms the staggering number of leaks. He says they undermine the ability of the government to protect the country. Top U.S. intelligence officials refusing to back down over concerns about Russia. The U.S. Defense Intelligence Agency Director General Vincent Stewart told a group of reporters the values of Washington and Moscow are not aligned naturally. Despite such warnings from Stewart and other high-ranking intelligence officials, Mr. Trump has pushed for improving ties with Moscow. This is VOA News. Mikhail Saakashvili, since last week the world's only stateless former president, says he could have remained safely in the United States or perhaps nest settled with his family in his wife's home nation, the Netherlands. But instead, the former Georgian leader, who last week was stripped of his adoptive Ukrainian citizenship, turned up without notice in Poland, where he stands at risk of being deported to Georgia to face criminal charges that he says are politically motivated. Rwandans have overwhelmingly voted to extend Paul Kagame 17 years in power, the man dubbed the nation's forever president, claiming almost 99% of the vote. Reuters' Joel Leiby reporting.
A crushing victory for the man labeled Rwanda's forever president, Paul Kagame, claiming a third term in office, extending his 17 years in power. Election officials say it was virtually a no contest, Kagame sweeping the ballot with an astonishing 98% of votes. If anything, this election has long been touted as a mere formality for the incumbent, his leadership viewed by many as the success story that shook off Rwanda's brutal past. 800,000 people killed in ethnic bloodshed 2 decades ago before then rebel Kagame brought stability. Rwanda is now also one of the fastest moving economies in Africa. But critics accuse Kagame of abusing civil liberties and the media and of brutally suppressing opponents. Frank Habineza, leader of the only registered opposition party, described the election as a good step forward for democracy. But with barely 1% of the vote going his way, it's clear a nation bearing so many horrible scars feels safer with the status quo.
Reporting for Reuters, Joel Levy. Foreign ministers from the Association for Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN, held its opening session today in Manila, part of their annual ministerial meetings. Alan Quintano is the Philippine Foreign Secretary.
The time is now. In the next few days, let us seize this opportunity to transform shared aspirations and values instituted by our founding fathers, no less their dreams and their visions, into concrete actions and tangible outcomes that will propel our community to the brighter future our people truly deserve.
Conference expanding on Sunday when the ASEAN ministers hold separate meetings with their individual counterparts from dialogue nations. Venezuela's new legislative super body set to convene today. The controversial Constituent Assembly is expected to rewrite the Constitution and give new powers to the ruling Socialist Party. Installation of this assembly could intensify political problems there that have brought for 4 months now protests against the government and left at least 120 people dead. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.